I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dave Lorenz, Vice President with Travel Michigan, for some of his thoughts of the upcoming tourism and travel season in Michigan. Here's Dave Lorenz.
You're going to find businesses starting to open. In fact, I've already noticed hotels starting to open all over the Lower Peninsula and many other places around the state. And to be clear, you know, we're still not supposed to be traveling outside of, you know, the areas where we live. So in the UP and in northern Michigan, the governor has opened restaurants and retail and such. But that's really for locals right now. So we're trying to discourage people to come from other places until, you know, we get a better handle on this virus. People are just kind of over it, I guess, to say the truth, and they're starting to travel. I do believe, though, that this effort we've been making is making a huge difference and is getting us very close. We've been telling people, do your planning now, go to Michigan.org, do all that planning, make your bookings now. And in fact, I'm planning to come to the UP in mid to late June. Can't wait. And I believe we're going to be open up, but I'll just move the reservations if I have to at that time.
We're talking with Dave Lorenz, Vice President, Travel Michigan, taking a look at what the travel and tourism season may look like here in Michigan over the summer. A question that I have for you, Dave, is in your opinion, if we do start moving in the direction of getting things open and getting things running across the entire state and not just in regions like Northern Lower and here in the Upper Peninsula, is the industry going to be able to hit the ground running?
Well, it's a very important point because we need to make sure that businesses know what the expectations are, kind of the rules of the road so they can open safely, not only for the travelers, but just as important, maybe more important, for residents and for workers. We have to make sure that as we open up, we do it safely. And I tell you, I've received countless calls from the industry saying, hey, you know, I'm all in for waiting, but it's going to happen soon, so what am I supposed to do? So the governor has been appointing lead people to kind of lead the efforts to put together protocols and such. So I've been picked to handle the tourism industry, folks. So I've put together several teams, or a couple hundred people working on putting together the plans of action, making sure that businesses will be prepared, that workers will know the expectations and protocols to keep them safe and to keep other people safe. And we're even working on putting together kind of like a toolkit, I would say, that communities will be able to utilize so that they can make sure they're doing all the right things to keep each other safe and to make sure that residents are aware of this so they can feel more comfortable about the fact that soon we will be out there traveling, and soon they'll be out traveling and enjoying their communities to a greater degree. So we will be prepared. I think these plans will be done by the end of this week and then to the governor's office for review and approval. And before you know it, we're going to be back in business in a different way, but it's not forever. We will get through this thing, and we'll just have to adjust because travel and tourism is no longer a luxury or something that we can afford to give up. It is a right. Americans feel that travel and tourism, we have the right to do these things. It's so important to us that we're going to do it anyway. So let's do it safely.
That's Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.